You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. This is your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, and if the music didn't already tell you, it's that time of week to talk movies. Each week we get together with Russ Collins from the Michigan Theater for Cinema Chat. Always good to see you, my man.
Well, it's good to be back for another case of Cinema Chat. Some people think of it as a disease, so it's just the way it is. So we're just coming off of the big announcements about the Academy Awards. We can talk more about that as we get closer to the award ceremony. But there is a lot of buzz out there. And
indeed,
it's always a good time to see movies and catch up on it. You are going to be able to see the Academy Award winning shorts in the middle of this month. So put that on your things to do list in the middle of February, as we'll have the animated shorts and the documentary shorts and the short fiction films as well. So lots to go on. But opening this week at the multiplex is Argyle, which is a
about sweaters and socks.
Well, yeah, probably should have been, but it's a kind of a spy drama that's really fairly ridiculous in the format of the Kingsman kind of movies. And it's about a novelist that is writing novels, and then all of a sudden her novels are actually being created in real life of the movies.
So they need her to unravel all of the mysteries?
Well, yeah, because apparently someone's using her ideas to wreak havoc in the world. Sam Rockwell is one of the key characters, and his characters...
I really like him. He's funny.
Yeah, he's funny. He's an Oscar winner, and he's a very clever, very smart, very strong person, but he's allergic to cats, and this author has a cat. So the cat... allergic interplay is a huge plot device in Argyle. So anyway, that's opening up at your local multiplex. I'm very proud that the Michigan Theater is opening up Origin this Friday. It's a film by Ava DuVernay, who is one of the most interesting and capable film directors out
there.
She has
a real voice, doesn't she?
She does. She started off as a filmmaker, was frustrated, ended up going to essentially marketing of films, and then came back to filmmaking. And this film is based on the book Cast, The Origin of Our Discontent by Isabel Wilkerson. Now, this is... it's not a documentary. This is a film that plays out in cinema form Isabel Wilkerson's life as she came to the realization that, you know, it's not always race that creates all these divisions among people. If you look at Nazi Germany, if you look at the Indian system of caste,
right?
That there's all kinds of divisions, and in a sense, the racism in the United States is a kind of caste dynamic that transcends race exclusively. And for her, this saved a lot of this. Solved a lot of the intellectual problems that's outside of the mere consideration of race. So it's about her personal story. Her white husband dies, her mother dies, a cousin dies, and really puts her in a set of crisis as she's considering this dynamic that she's been exploring as an intellectual exercise in with the intent of writing a book, which actually got published. It was on the New York Times bestseller list for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And Ava DuVernay's treatment of this film, of that book, and of Isabel Wilkerson's story has gotten very, very strong reviews. A moving drama that's unafraid to ask big question. Origin honors its source material with powerful performances in service of a deeply emotional story. Ingenue Ellis Taylor plays Isabel Wilkerson. The film also has John Bernthal, Vera Farmiga, Audra McDonald, Nicey Nash Betts, Nick Offerman, and Blair Underwood. It's got a great cast. It premiered at the Venice Film Festival last September, and this is a not-to-be-missed film. It probably won't be around for very long.
As we kick off Black History Month, this seems like a great story to acquaint ourselves with.
It is. It is. And it's a little bit different take, but a very smart one from a lot of lived experience as on the part of Isabel Wilkerson. The other film that we're opening up this week is The Promised Land, and this stars Mads Mikkelsen, who's a great Scandinavian actor, and it's set in 18th century Denmark, and the character that Mads Mikkelsen plays is a proud and ambitious but impoverished war hero, and it's about the conflicts that he runs into in the colonial time of that 18th century, kings and conquering and all of the intricacies at that.
I am not strong enough of character to go tame a land.
Yeah, and that is the objective. And there's some moral questions that are raised in the character of played by Mads Mikkelsen. A film that we actually opened at the State Theater, this moving to the Michigan Theater. Our screening room had been closed for the last 2 weeks, so we're happy to say that that's reopened. So the Historic Michigan Theater and our screening room at the Michigan Theater are now both open. And Zone of Interest, which is the Oscar-nominated Best Picture, it has been nominated for several awards. But this is a story of World War II Nazi Germany. A Nazi commander whose name was Rudolf Hess is in charge of the Auschwitz concentration camp. And his wife, played by Sandra Hüller, are living next door to it with their children. And they try to create this kind of idealized house and household right next to Auschwitz.
Right, and which is the epitome of horror.
It cognitive dissonance beyond imagination. But the film has gotten great reviews. It was considered the best film by the Los Angeles film critics. It won the Grand Prix prize at the Cannes Film Festival this last May. This is a not-to-be-missed film, especially if you are a fan of the Academy Awards and you want to see all 10 nominated films. Again, the reviews on this are extremely strong. It's tough. It's a tough material. There isn't so much, graphic showing of inside Auschwitz, but you hear all of the stuff that's going on, which in a sense is more horrible because it's a tragedy that you build in your mind. So Zone of Interest is another not-to-be-missed film.
Sometimes films are some of those things where afterwards you want to go sit with friends and have coffee and talk about it and your different interpretations of the material.
Absolutely.
You just ingested. There are other times where you need to just go sit and be by yourself and contemplate.
Absolutely.
And that seems like one of those movies. You're listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEEMU, and what would it be without some musical events?
That's right. Well, so a week from tomorrow, Friday, February 9th, we have a documentary that came out a long time ago, but it's been out of release for a long, long time. Artie Shaw, Time is All You've Got. This is going to be Friday, February 9th at 7 o'clock. And the filmmaker, Brigitte Bergman, is coming. She's an Oscar-winning Best Documentary filmmaker. And she'll be at the screening. There'll be a Q&A afterwards. This is sponsored by the Blue Llama Jazz Club. We're very happy to work in partnership with them for this screening. And then we've got a couple of concerts. One of them is Mandy Patinkin coming up this coming Tuesday, January the 6th. Tickets are selling fast, but there are still tickets available. So if you want to go, get your tickets. And then we have a Rhapsody in Blue George Gershwin Centennial concert that's on February 11th, and that's going to be live on stage and a very, very special event coming up. Some special screenings that we have. We have Neighborhood, the closing of Jones School coming up on Sunday.
Well, that's an Ann Arbor neighborhood story.
Absolutely. It's about what is now known as Community High, Commie High, but originally it was Jones School, and it essentially served the African-American community that lived downtown, and there was quite a significant African-American community right around where we think of as Carytown right now. This was put together by Donald Harrison, who did the documentary on Community High.
Which was great, by the way.
And so that's, again, coming up on Sunday at 2:15. The Wallace House and the Weiser Center of the University of Michigan is doing a documentary film, 20 Days in Mariupol. This is an Academy Award nominated Best Documentary Feature. This is a free screening that you can see on Monday, February the 5th. And then The Hunger Games is screening tonight at 7:30. And then the late night film is Battle Royale, which is a classic Japanese film. A little scary, but that's going to be Friday at 9:30.
Do those do well Thursday. When you show those?
They do.
I kind of figured they would.
Yeah, they do. Our Korean Film Now film this week is Happy Cleaners, and that's a free screening on Saturday at 1 o'clock. The U of M Center for Japanese Studies and Michael Jewett presents Godzilla Minus One.
Michael loves that movie.
He sure does. And that's going to be tonight at 7:15, Thursday, February 1st. So go check that out. That's part of the Japanese film series that we're doing. Umbrellas of Cherbourg is our Romance Francais series. In the Heat of the Night is our Quincy Jones series, and that's going to be on Wednesday at 7:30. If you haven't seen American Fiction, Poor Things, and Mean Girls, they're still playing, so you got a lot you can go to.
Indeed, there is a lot to choose from, and a lot of it right up your alley if you listen to 89.1 WEMU. In fact, this is your community NPR station. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for yet another edition of Cinema Chats. Every Thursday, here on 89.1 WEMU-FM Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Oscar Central.